Our friend Baldy, Ryan Baldwin, who does Tickers in the Morning, is doing the Gordo roll for us right now, and this is the biggest high wire act up at the station, is try to fill those massive shoes of a Texas Radio Hall of Famer. And now it's time for the 840 bit. So
no pressure. Yeah, wow. Just
thank you for that layup.
So what do we have today, Ryan?
All right. So this segment comes to us after hearing Eli Jordan and Rich Phillips filling in last week for the invasion. And they played this, I believe, as a return for one of the segments. And this is Eli Jordan's hit single, Coins. Oh,
yes.
Coins, 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 coins.
This is a banger.
It is.
You can just imagine the club is just
a classic, classic song.
And this is Eli's diss track on Ty Walker.
Oh, that's Creed?
Not Like Coins.
Who made this, by the way?
Couldn't figure it out.
Is this a Jill bit?
Eli asked, or we asked Eli how this came about. He said, I don't know. I said Coins funny one time. I think he said it was on Country Force, and they just turned it into this pop.
Could be ham.
And so I realized we have a nice history of this kind of thing up here at the Ticket. And especially, I think our current board ops, Ham and Tyler, have done a good job with some of them. For example, this is one of my favorite from Tyler's, where he brings in Donovan on Genuine.
Yeah.
You can just see Donovan hip thrusting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of play. Yeah. I love it. Favorite one from Tyler. And then Ham has one that I'm sure y'all are familiar with, but probably despise because it's the intro to a Monty bit.
The fun time for the disabled.
Oh, I don't despise
this. Oh, this is greatness.
One of the best.
Now, when it plays under the segment
terrible bit,
for 12 minutes, and kind of be distracting, but... This is a bop.
By the way, you can tell that this is a ham bit.
Because it's
that.
Just insane.
That little synth.
What is So I've had a hand in creating some of these songs myself.
Really?
Yes. Now, Mino, you may remember as I was filling in on the Hardline, this may have been the first thing I made my mark on, really, here at the Ticket.
And this was when I realized you were a real one. Because you're like, hey, I made a song. If you want to play it, you know, give it a shot. Just listen to it. I was like, okay,
and this,
I'll listen.
This one I do have the context
you
for.
Impressed
because
me.
It was, I believe, a community quick hits from the Hardline. Mm-hmm. And they were speaking about the emerging topic of pickleball.
Fling it off the side of the building.
I have a pickleball question for you.
Sure.
Are they converted tennis courts? Like, are they
some
the same
are.
Size?
Some use tennis courts. Sometimes they spin the pickleball court so you can get two pickleball courts on one tennis court. It's smaller than a tennis court.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
And so,
I never would have thought you could put something to a song in that clip.
There was this one bit that stuck in my mind, and for whatever reason, my brain's weird, I mispronounce words, but... Damn it, I can hear something like that and turn it into this.
Two pickleball courts on one tennis court. One tennis court. One tennis court.
Mom up. Or mom up. Whoa.
Two pickleball courts on one tennis court. One tennis court. One tennis court.
Mom up. Or mom up. Whoa.
For whatever reason, it has the same cadence. It's got the same syllables. It just
That's
fit
awesome.
Perfect.
Guess who's back?
It's a perfect
Davey's back. What is that laugh?
That's Joe Shane.
Oh, is that Joe Shane, the Giants
from the
GM?
Hard Knocks episode.
Oh. Goodness.
So
must have missed that one.
I had a couple that did go to air after that, and one of them appeared on Work in Progress. But first, there was this mashup of our favorite EA hanging upside down from a pull-up bar.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine EA even getting up on the...
They should play this at Gitmo to try to get information out of
30 more seconds of that, I would tell you whatever you wanted to know.
And then there was the low-hanging fruit that was the Dropkick Monty's.
I lost my legs. I lost my legs.
Joe Shane loves this.
My leg. Yeah.
And then there were two that never made it to air. We got,
you got time.
So this first one, another hardline one where I was filling in producing, sitting next to Ham, and I heard this, and again, just my brain says, I could probably make a song out of this one. I don't have the full context clip for this one.
Oh.
But I believe it was discussing the sword drill. I don't know if y'all remember this from last year. Bob had a particular drill that happened at his church, and, well, he said this, and it turned into this.
Hozier.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Snake at my church. Growing up in church, they would periodically have a sword drill, which was awesome because I was great at it, where you hold your Bible above your head with the pages up, and then they'll say, you know, snake in my church.
Your fly caught in the blind stammer. That was you speaking in tongues while holding a snake.
Right. My church never did that even.
Didn't to get baptized.
I had a very generic Baptist church.
A snake on each nipple.
How is a snake involved in a baptism?
I don't know.
Snake in my church.
Okay, so it's a sophomore effort. It, you know, like, you have a downturn a little bit.
Okay. You had a couple key changes there with Corbin jumping in.
Sure. And then if we can end on this one here, we're all familiar at this point with the Corby laugh that has been spawned into all kinds of variations of music.
Mm-hmm. Like the dolphin laugh?
Yes. Okay. And then we also have the addition now of the Deddy dolphin laugh.
I love it.
Which gets played quite a bit. And I've made this, I want to say, back when the Deddy dolphin laugh first came out, but I don't remember ever playing it on air. Think I just kind of lost it. It's now time to debut.
An exclusive?
An exclusive.
Whoa.
The Waltz of the Deddy and the Snake.
Beautiful.
Very abrupt ending.
I can see Daddy and Corby just
a full orchestra
together.
Behind
yes.
them. Yes.
What if we get like the Dallas Symphony Orchestra at Ticket Stock next year and just have a mic on each side
dueling Daddy and Corby?
That'd be so good.
Do it live. I would love that.
Well done, Baldy.
That's amazing. Thank you, Baldy.